Go get started. As an apprentice with a teacher, you'll first learn how to mix colors, paint backgrounds, and fill up large areas until the day comes, your first portrait. Perhaps you've already secretly put yourself on paper or on canvas. In the painter's trade, portrait painting was suitable for beginners. Small panels could suffice, and you didn't need 265 colors. And if the paint dried quickly enough, the customer could take it home almost immediately. The purpose of portrayal went from remembering a loved one to presenting a saint as a role model. In both cases, it's all about realism with probably a layer of idealization. The real masters were able to include psychological profoundness in the large scenes with many faces, each with its own emotion, joy, sorrow, and all in between. Van Dyck made this oil sketch during his first Antwerp period, probably around 1618. It's the study of a man's head and served as a model for various representations of Saint Jerome. A complete portrait could be seen in the Maagdenhuis, Maiden's House, although that particular copy was probably made by a pupil. With Van Dyck, portrait painting takes a big leap forward. In his Italian period, 1621-27, he had the opportunity to portray the aristocracy. And so he could depict rich fabrics, pearls, gold, as well as the brilliance of the eyes, also called the mirrors of the soul. Indeed, in the Baroque, the brush strokes creating posture, hands, and especially the face, offer a view into the person's character, the outer as an image of the inner. In England, Van Dyck sometimes completed two portraits a day, and there is no doubt that he had a great influence on English portrait painting. Such is the theatrical style of the Baroque, the stage portrait, with a background of a hanging curtain and a perspective view of landscapes and property. All this expresses nobility, if not self-righteousness. More appealing to us are the seemingly simple images, the essence of a character on a plain brown background. This kind of brown was known at the time as Cassell or Cologne earth, but because of Van Dyck's style and technique, it was being described as Van Dyck brown in the 18th century. The beautiful shine was achieved by adding bitumen or tar to the paint. You can find a tube with that acrylic paint in the art shop opposite the Academy.